Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Toledo, your host on Dent Time PDR, a podcast about PDR training, tutorials, interviews, and much more. So get something to eat, drink, and start pushing. It's time to listen. Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Mike Toledo. Thanks a lot for joining me on podcast number 10. This is going to be a kind of a setup podcast for the next I would say that it's not going to be the next one, but in the near future, I'm going to have a guest on. His name is Dan Ontrop, known as danodents.com. And technically, this podcast is about a little bit I speak on why aren't you using contracts, especially if you're in the hail industry. I think guys are so conditioned right now not to do contracts, or they're afraid to ask to have a contract or put in place because there's a lot of money going on, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I'm going to just kind of give you guys my thoughts about that. I pre-recorded it. I didn't even know I was going to talk about it. And then I just started putting my thoughts out there. And then, so I basically started talking about it. So I want you guys to kind of chew on it and tell me what you guys think. Give me some feedback, because we are going to bring Dan Ontrop into this conversation later on. And the reason why is because he's one of the few people that I know, if not the only person that knows, that actually works with a contract. He will not do business without a contract, which is a very smart way to do business. Anybody who is actually that you know that's in a multi-million dollar industry or working for somebody who's billing thousands of dollars a week or hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you are in charge of a bunch of guys, and you trust the person that you are getting the money from, I think that's just absurd. That's crazy. That's just my take. I know it makes sense to most of you. I think a lot of you are scared to do it, and you don't do it because of your certain reasons. So it's a to me personally, you've got a family to feed, you've got to protect yourself, and it's a no-brainer. And technically, if you personally brought up a contract to somebody and they were basically saying, "Hey, no thank you, blah blah blah," they're doing you a favor, in my opinion. That's just telling you what kind of character they are right then and there. Because if they're afraid to sign the contract, then they're probably, if the crap hit the fan, that they probably wouldn't be able to back that up. Okay, so I'm not going to go really crazy in the details. We're going to get Dano's take on it in the near future. I don't know exactly. I don't have a date yet, but I have been talking to him here and there. He is obviously in the middle of a hail season right now in Colorado, just getting smashed, and there's some bad, bad work out there. So let's get into it. It's not going to be a very long podcast, so I hope you enjoy it. At least it starts churning some thoughts in there. Meanwhile, I do have a mega media event coming up October 18th through the 20th with John Hiley. I just want to give you guys a heads up. It's not what you think if you haven't been there. Matter of fact, a lot of people who have gone are going again. So that tells you something right then and there. It definitely does work. And if you are looking for some new insight, some new ways to bring income to yourself, regardless if you're a hail tech or a retail tech or a wholesale tech, this seminar is for you. And don't forget, you're going to get high quality video to market, plus some awesome, awesome photos. I hire one of the best photographers in the market that does PDR photography, and you will not be disappointed. Okay, so let's get enough about that. Let's get right into it. Oh, and if you do are considering signing up, denttrainermedia.com, denttrainermedia.com. Now, here's the thing about being in paintless net repair, PDR. Number one, you got to have passion. Passion doesn't mean you're always going to be the best. So let's just get that out of the way. Two, who cares if you're the best? I've already gone over this podcast, So please listen to that because I make some very valid points. And again, that's a big, big little thing on there. You don't have to be the best tech to be the best tech. You know what I mean? The other thing is, this is a great career. If you want to stay in the business for a long time, I suggest you try to stay well-rounded as possible. Try not to count on doing something the same thing. There's two things going to happen in this business for you. You're either going to retire very comfortably or you're going to keep working your butt off. And there's technically not a bad path either way, as long as you are happy. But I would like you to plan for your future. Now, we are getting a little bit older these days. We're one of the first generation techs out there. Some are technically grandfather techs. And what I mean by that is that, you know, you are, if you're a Hail Tech, you are either going, I don't see very many guys out there past 60. I do see a few. Maybe there will be because now, you know, I'm in my late 40s and there are guys getting into their mid 50s. I have met some very good techs well past 60s doing Hail. But by choice, do you want to keep doing, do you want to keep chasing Hail on the road? Or are you planning to build your retail, or better yet, doing your retirement? So those are some things to think about. Some good, valid things to think about. And my point is you always have to plant your seed, right? That's what I say, plant your seed. And plant your seed means that you're not necessarily, you know, you want that tree to grow tomorrow. You are going to come to that tree at some point. And as long as you take care of that seed, which turns into a plant, and the plant turns into a tree, and the tree produces fruit, right? That's your ultimate goal. I'm just trying to visualize. I do a lot of metaphoric things on that nature to help you understand better about what your future of your PDR tech is. Now, I sound like I'm always giving advice and things like that. Look, man, I'm only telling you because these are things I think of. And if I'm thinking of it, I know you're thinking of it. Or at least it's came across a little bit here and there. Because we all want to know, well, what happens if we do this? Or what happens if we do that? Here's some things I think techs need to protect themselves with. Okay? Number one. And I just talked to a good friend of mine, Dan Ontrop, about this. And we're all on the same wavelength. And I didn't even know he had this. I never told him this, but he is a smart cracker already. So, cracker. Didn't mean to say that in a racial way. Contracts. Okay. Number one. And I said this before in a podcast. I said this in, you know, at my events, and I said it at PDR college. I don't know why many of you are dealing with money and there's no contracts. Why is that? Why does that happen? How can that happen? You're dealing with hundreds of thousands of dollars and it's just by a handshake or your word. Get the hell out of here. What other business in this world that does that like that? You tell me. If I'm going to go do business and I'm going to be working my tail off for 10, 15 hours a day, I'm going to trust you to pay me every week or every 2 weeks, whatever it is. And I'm billing 25 grand, 30 grand a week. And I'm getting 15, 20 grand. And there's no contract. I really want to curse at you guys. Really, I'm just like, are you effing out of your mind? What are you thinking? I don't understand why you guys didn't do it yesterday and go to your lawyer. Wouldn't that save you time? And I know I hear the stories all the time. This guy stiffed me. That guy stiffed me. This guy stiffed me. And I ask every time, well, didn't you have a contract? No. Man, how do you do that? I tell you what, man, if I was still pushing Hale full time, I would have had a contract. I know I would have. There's no way. Now, I know many of you have worked with some guys for years, or you work with brokers for years, and by golly, they pay you. But what happens? You know, there's always a what happens scenario. You know, I'm gonna tell you something, and I'm gonna stick to it. When it comes to money, people act funny. I don't do anything without a contract. I train students, I have contracts. I have techs that work for me, I have contracts. I have business partners, I have contracts. Now, why you want to have a contract? Why do you think that's important? Think about it. Yes, of course it's the money. Of course, that's the number one thing, right? Protect yourself. But the other thing, the main thing is responsibility, right? You're agreeing to hold your end of the bargain, and I'm agreeing to hold my end of the bargain. And together, that's called a contract. And it's no more he said, she said, well, you said you're going to do this, and you said you're going to do that. And you said you're going to pay me on this day. You didn't pay me on this day. People can turn on a dime. Things don't go right. They can say whatever they want to say, right? Because you don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out in because you don't have anything on paper. If I were you, I'd get your butts out there, get a hold of your lawyer, get it written up. Even if it costs you $1,000 to get it done, written up, don't you think that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars that you could possibly lose? So think about that. That's my fight. That's my thing. I'm not trying to be Mr. Righteous here. I know some of you guys, well, Mike, you're always giving advice and yada, yada. Look, I'm speaking out of experience, okay? I'm speaking out of experience. I paid my dues. I've gotten stiff on certain things. Another thing is like dealerships. The only reason why dealerships aren't in contracts is because they write you a purchase order, which is technically a contract. Now, when it comes to Hale, hundreds of thousands of dollars on the line. Think about the contract. You think the next time you get stiffed and you heard this podcast, I guarantee I'm the first person you thought of. You won't admit it. You won't tell me, but you'll be thinking about it. Go get it. Go get your contract. Sorry, go get your podcast. I am going to bring Dan Ontrup on one of my podcasts in the future, and we are going to talk more elaborate about this contract and how and why he came up with the contract. And I just think it just blows my mind that he technically is the only one I know that has a contract. Smart mofo. He's always been a smart guy. That's why I'm going to bring him on. I like to bring people on who are going to influence you to make good, right decisions, regardless if you're a beginner or you're a veteran. So that's all I'm going to say about this. This is a quick little verb of a blurb, shall I say, of a podcast. Number one, I was testing my microphone too. I got ADD, man, when it comes to crap like this, man. I always try new things, and it kicks me in the ass because when I try new things, I mess up, and I mess up bad. But the great thing about it is I'm not afraid to mess up. So it's another thing we could go off on a tailspin on. You know, people who take chances are usually the most successful. I'm not saying I take a lot of chances, but man, I take more than my wife wants me to with certain things. Personally, I think hail chasers and hail techs that go out on their own, it's scary for me. It's hard for me to do that. I mean, I couldn't really have the courage to go out there and just start my own gig, man. It's crazy. And I really admire you guys who do that. So congratulations to you guys on that. I really, really, and hustle it every year, day in and day out, and bust your butts 10 to 15 hours a day. That's crazy. I know the money is motivating, but I just have a different perspective on that. Just, I couldn't do that, man. It's just crazy. No matter how good the money is to me, but I commend you guys, dude, especially the guys who have been able to hold their family together and have that huge communication with the wife. And you got to give it back to the wife too, though, because without a strong wife, you probably wouldn't be able to do your career as well as you could. So you got to give some props to your spouse, to your girlfriend, to your wife, fiance, all that, your family that supports you, and your kids, right? Kids, you got to sacrifice time away from your kids. It's a toll, takes a toll on life. It's almost like being in the military, man, because you're gone for so long. Yes, you have breaks and you can come home here and there on the weekends. I understand that. But it is hard. And that's what gets me back to, like, what do you want to do? What's your plans? What are you thinking about in the near future or the far future? You know, are you just saving up that money so you don't have to set up a retail and don't have to work anymore? Are you retiring? Are you buying property? Are you investing? Things like that. So it's just food for thought. It's just that. And because I really care about the guys. I got a lot of guys out there that I know that are out doing the hail. And I commend you guys, man. It takes a different type of animal to do that. Now, if any of you guys are doing PDR and you want to get into hail, my take on it, and I think a lot of people agree with me, it's a total different animal. I wouldn't think that either side is easier than the other. And I was interviewing Tom Price, and Tom Price had a good take on things, and he said, you know, if I was to do PDR, which one would I do first? And I asked him, which one would you do first? Which one do you think is harder? And I have to agree with him on this. And he says that doing a route, like a normal route PDR, like doing wholesale and retail, is a lot more difficult because you're dealing with more variations of dents. So you're doing big dents, creases, body lines. I mean, you're doing the whole enchilada, right? But on the other hand, you're dealing with hail, right? And you're dealing with hundreds of dents and then obviously thousands of dents by the time you get done with a storm. And then you're dealing with access, R&I. I mean, you pretty much know the anatomy of every vehicle in and out. So my point is, be careful what you wish for. Either one, okay? You know, my thing is, if you're planning to get into retail from the hail thing and you haven't done much paintless collision repair, you know, just start getting yourself used to here and there. Give yourself some challenges to learn. Here's a little kick in, but you could go to denttrainer.com too and just start learning a little bit there. You know, just a little advice. And vice versa. So if you're a PDR tech, route tech, maybe you're a newbie and you're like, you want to switch to hail, be prepared for an eye opening, because it is, number one, it takes a toll on you. You're working a lot longer hours to get that minimum a day that you want. Some guys are, a lot of the industry, the minimum they want to make is $1,000 a day. Now that was a year or two ago, 2 years ago. Okay. On the average, I would say it's going to go up a little higher now, $1,100, $1,200 minimum. You got to keep in mind the cost of living. So that was my other valid thing, is like, just be prepared no matter which one you do. Now, it goes back to saying MMD, right? If you want to be the best at what you do, you got to be, you know, mixed martial dents. You got to be black belt and everything. Hail repair, body lines, big dents, blending, glue pulling, everything. R&I, you know, just all kinds of aluminum, It's just tough crap, man. It's a lot of variations of PDR. So I'm typing in as we're going here. All right, so I've been talking long enough. That's a good, I don't know, close to 14 minutes, 15 minutes. And it's a quick little podcast, just food for thought. And it's always something to think about. I'm out of here. Take care.